Case number 10,814, Sidney Fraser, northwest of Route 9, 2,745 feet south of Road 46. A special use exception to operate a daycare facility.
I'm here to represent Sidney Fraser, my fiance.
He had gotten called into work tonight.
All right, what's your name and address?
Kathleen Cross. My address is 30045 Lewis Lane, Dagsboro, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay, thank you.
Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening. I'm here trying to be okayed for a learning center for about 50 kids, square footage, maybe no more than 4,000. My hours would be from 6:30 to 6, and then I was looking at maybe doing a 3 to 11 shift to cover. I noticed that the child care centers in the area don't meet the needs of Sussex Tech's adult ed program or Del Tech's college program, and then the SCI and surrounding areas. So I wanted to see if you guys would approve that. And basically, I said 50 kids. The square footage per kid is 35 square feet. So it could be up to 2,000 square feet, depending on what we're okayed for.
Okay, again, so you're going to have 50 children to start with?
To start off with, like, whoever. And I have some plans here. I don't know if you guys want to look at them.
And you only have that? Is that the ones that you have?
Yes.
Okay. All right, again, so your hours will be 6:30 to 6?
6:30
to 6. Is that Monday to Friday?
Monday through Friday, yes.
Monday to Friday. And the 3:30 to 11, the same?
And that's give or take. That's an idea we've been throwing out. You know, it's not.
Would that be a Monday to Friday, though, also?
Yeah.
Okay. All righty.
What's the age of the kids?
The age would be from 6 weeks to school age. We would be making a parking lot for if the bus was to come in, the bus would be able to turn around in the parking lot, not interfering with the highway of Route 9.
Okay.
The question for us to determine is, will it substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties? Explain to us what effect you think it'll have on neighboring properties.
I think it would be good for actually neighboring properties. If they have children of their own and they aren't able to make it home, it's close for them in the area for them to pick up their children. The children would be gone throughout the day. We have indoor areas. So I don't really think that it would affect neighboring properties. I actually we bought the land from A to Z Builders, who currently owns the 4 acres right next door to us, and he signed a waiver here saying that he approves that to be built from Fred and Doris Tana.
Okay.
So right now there is no dwelling or any improvements on the property?
No, it's all been torn down. There's a pre-existing well and septic that would have to be torn out, but it's been approved by DelDOT to have a right-of-way there, a driveway.
What type of construction would it be?
We're still trying to figure. We're thinking maybe a pole building or actually having somebody build it. We're not looking to build for another couple years. We just want to make sure that we'll be able to, because we've purchased the land already. So we want to make sure we'll be able to build on it.
Okay, keep in mind, one of the problems, if you're not planning to build for a couple of years, and I know this is a lengthy process and a lot of different things to
right.
go through, if we were to approve this evening, you would have to start construction within a year. If you don't do that, then you may well don't wait until the last minute. In ample time, go to the office, talk to them about it, getting an extension.
Okay.
But that's if it is approved.
Okay. So, like, within the year to start the building process, like, is it Does it matter how much needs to be done, or just to see that something's...
It has to be started, and then there has to be a continuance.
Continuance on it. Okay. Yeah. Make sure that he knows that, definitely.
Okay.
Where do you stand with your licenses and approvals from the state?
I myself am a certified administration, so as the owner, I'm also certified to run the building. We have to have licensed through, certified through the Department of Education, teachers, and we'd have to get the early childhood licensing to come out and make sure everything's okay. You have to have your sprinkler systems and all in effect and ready in order to open. But I work in childcare now as well, so I'm really like on top of the things that need to be done.
So you're familiar with all their requirements for licensure?
Yes.
And how many employees would there be if you had, for example, 50 children at the outset?
I would say no more than 8. It kind of depends on your ratio. Each classroom has different ratios. So, you know, you have your infants that are 1 to 4. So it kind of depends, varies on what age group, because then as you get older, you have more kids, less teachers. So more 8 for the most part, to cover shifts and whatnot.
And you'd have sufficient parking to take into account those employees plus parents, you know, if
yes.
you had six or eight cars come at 6:30 right on the dot, you'd have room for
yes.
those.
Is the parcel wooded at all, or is it?
The back part is.
Okay, so the 2.27 acres is not completely clear.
No, it's not completely cleared. I'd say probably an acre and a half is cleared completely. There was a pre-existing house on the land.
Okay. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Wortman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Before you do that, Mr. Chairman, Susan, would this automatically, if approved, go before the P&Z Commission for site plan approval?
I think it may need to. I was going to bring that up to Mr. Lank because of the many kids and the amount of kids. I was going to bring that up.
I think with that, what I'd suggest to the board is that you make that a condition of if you approve this, because there are going to be a lot of parking issues. And,
okay.
And things of that nature. And P&Z, yeah, it's a large structure. P&Z would be better capable of doing all those things, yeah.
Appreciate that.
What would that include?
Means you have to have a professional, either engineer or architect, draw a plan of your building, where it's located, where your parking is going to be, your landscaping, any fencing, things of that nature.
Yeah, we plan on that and as well. We just wanted to make sure before we put the money into that we could, you know, get approved for everything.
All this board can do is approve the use, and then the planning and zoning has much more experience with the site planning, and so
right.
it probably is best if it goes before them.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. And again, hearing no opposition, chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I didn't hear anything that would suggest that it will substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring property, so I'd make a motion that we approve case number 10,814 for the hours and in particular specified, and also with the condition that it get approval from planning and zoning.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills, and a second by Mr. Hudson, that we approve case number 10,814 with the conditions that we had heard, the hours, and also that the condition that we go to the planning and zoning.
Okay. Is there additional paperwork that I can get from you guys from that, or?
You can talk to this lady.
You can just contact the office. I'll give you a card and ask for me, and I'll tell you what you need to do.
Okay.
Okay. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved.
Thank you guys very much.
Thank you.